We have already witnessed that Zaragoza is a city with over 2,000 years of history. On the same plot of land where the Iberian Salduie settled, Emperor Augustus founded an important colony named Caesar Augusta, the only colony in the entire Roman Empire which took the complete name of its founder. Important remains are preserved in Zaragoza from this period, among which are the Forum, the Port, the Thermae, and the Theatre. In front of Laceo, we can access the Forum of Caesar Augusta Museum, which houses the remains found during excavations carried out due to the remodeling of Laceo Square. These findings mainly belong to two periods, the reign of Augustus and the government of his successor Tiberius. From the Augustus period, remains are preserved of a market which suffered continuous floods provoked by River Ebro. 30 years after its construction, it was demolished, and following the elevation of the floor level between 4 and 7 meters of this area near the river, the Forum of Tiberius was erected in this space. The Forum of Caesar Augusta was a large rectangular square surrounded by arcades where the main religious, political, and commercial buildings were located, the Basilica, the Curia, the Tabernae, and the main temple. The remains of the Forum, which can be visited on the top part of the museum, belong to the foundation of the square's double passageway, as well as the walls which delimited the basements from the shops. This enclosure was the heart of the Roman city. Here, citizens gathered in order to listen to politicians, teachers instructed pupils, merchants displayed their goods, councillors dealt with municipal matters in the Curia, and offerings were made to the gods in their altars. This area's Roman Age character is still present, as the Cathedral Square continues to be a religious, political, economical, and social centre in Zaragoza. In the lower area of this museum context, next to the remains of the Augustus Market, we can see a stretch of sewers which covered the Roman city's underground. In several cabinets, we see elements which show us different everyday life aspects of the empire's citizens. Fragments of lead pipes, which brought water from River Gallego to the centre of the city, are also exhibited.